Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to continue talking about man versus expert. Remember, we started talking about this last time in our previous program. It's a program on Discovery Channel, and it's all about this guy named Alexis Conran, who uses every method that he can to defeat the experts. And I guess we're kind of asking the question, can an ordinary person beat the experts at their own game?
We're going to find out. I would guess that Alex is going to win a lot. Yeah.
I think so, too.
I just think he's too tricky for some of these guys who are going in with just straight skill sets. But we found out yesterday that Mr. Conran is a hustler. So he knows a lot of tricks, and he uses illusions. And he uses just a lot of smarts to beat people at their own game. We found that out. Today we're going to actually look at some of the challenges that man versus expert has on their particular program. And we're going to look at someone who's a really strong person. I don't know how Alex is going to beat him at that because I know you're only so strong, right?
Yeah.
You're always going to beat me, Tom, because you're much stronger than I am.
Well, in some things, I think women do better in swimming long distances than men
really?
Do,
I
think,
because
you got a little extra layer of fat there. And I think there's something in women's bodies that allow them to pick up chairs better than men or something like that.
Wow.
You got better memory, too. And, of course, you're going to live longer than me based on averages.
Who knows? Averages. Okay, that's fair.
yeah. But in any case here, we are going to talk about this really strong fella here. And, of course, Conran is going to go up against him. So let's find out what happens by reading through the entire contents of today's lesson right now.
Since Zydrunas Savickas is widely hailed as being stronger than any other man in the world, beating him in a powerlifting competition is an impossible feat for Conran. Fortunately, Dr. Hugh Hunt, an engineering lecturer at Cambridge University, comes to the rescue. By using several key physics principles, Hunt and Conran come up with an idea that will give Conran the edge in a truck-pulling contest. However, with truck-pulling being Savickas's most successful competitive event, will Conran be able to pull it off? Conran realizes science won't get him out of a jam when he meets Callum Colquhoun of the Volkswagen Motorsport World Rally Championship mechanic team. Therefore, he sets up a race to see who can change four car tires the fastest, using only the tools that fit into a medium-sized duffel bag. The limitation is that battery or electric-powered tools are not allowed. Conrad's plan to pack a contortionist into the duffel bag, along with two lug wrenches, is ingenious. Nevertheless, will two people changing tires be enough to beat Colquhoun's spectacular speed of 5 minutes and 38 seconds? To go up against Min-Hyun Kim, a mathematician at Oxford University, Conran calls in a co-conspirator, 12-year-old Lewis. Competing with Kim in a sudden-death round of complicated math problems, Lewis seems unlikely to succeed. Conran has a trick up his sleeve, however. Thanks to age and a biological condition called presbycusis, or age-related hearing loss, Conran is confident in Lewis's ability to win. How can a young boy use his age to knock an esteemed mathematician out of the match completely, though? Tune in to Man vs. Expert to see if Lewis and Conran come out on top.
Okay, let's continue talking about challenging the best on Discovery's Man versus Expert. Okay, now today we've got the strongest man in the world. He's from Lithuania, and his name is Zydrunas Savickas. I hope I said that right. And here it says, since Zydrunas Savickas is widely hailed as being stronger than any other man in the world, beating him in a powerlifting competition is an impossible feat for Conran. That sounds reasonable here. In this sentence, we have the word hail, H-A-I-L. Hail as a noun refers to little balls of ice or snow that fall out of the sky sometimes. There have been hail, or has been hail reported in Taiwan from time to time, but here hail is being used as a verb. It just means he's recognized, or people say that he is stronger than any other man in the world. Don't get him mad, or you will be in big trouble.
Oh, that would be scary, wouldn't it?
It would.
I know. Well, that's his first challenge, so let's see if he can beat Mr. Savickas or Mr. Savickas. We don't really know. Well, here in the next sentence, they're talking about a powerlifting competition being an impossible feat. A feat is something pretty hard to accomplish. So we're not talking about the things you walk on to get around. Those are feet, F-E-E-T. A feat is a pretty amazing physical, especially physical task or activity somebody can do. So we're going to see how he does in this powerlifting competition. Usually with weights, the stronger you are, the more weight you can lift. So if you see that word powerlifting, guys, it's usually for guys, but girls can compete too. You better be prepared to lift a lot of weight. Now, fortunately, our little friend Conrad has somebody who's going to help him out, Dr. Hugh Hunt.
Ooh.
And he's an engineering lecturer at Cambridge University. Cambridge, as you know, is in England. It's a very prestigious university, along with Oxford University in England. Now, if you're a lecturer, it's also another term we use for professors in England. So a professor often has to lecture his classes.
Yeah, they talk in front of large groups of people, and they're pretty smart, and they're well-respected. And again, as you said, he's at Cambridge University. He comes to the rescue. He's coming to help Alexis Conrad figure out a way to beat this really strong guy in a powerlifting competition. Maybe you've seen those on TV before. Powerlifting means you do some weightlifting, but there are different sorts of things you do. Okay, I think there's three different things that are in a set sequence. I think you lift weights or you throw these heavy barrels over a bar or something like that. There are different things that they have to do. And by using several key physics principles, Hunt and Conran come up with an idea that will give Conrad the edge in a truck pulling contest. Maybe you've seen that too. They stand in front of a large truck and they've got like a rope or a chain attached to their body.
Uh-huh.
And then that is attached to the truck. And then they have to pull it a certain distance within a certain period of time. And so in any case here, we're using the lecturer, Dr. Hugh Hunt. And they are using science here. They're using key physics principles. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Something is key. Of course, it's important. Physics, of course, is the study of, nature and weight and stuff like that and how things work and the relationship between objects in the natural world. And they're using physics principles, probably how muscles move and
uh-huh.
bone structure and stuff like that. And principles are just basic ideas of something, fundamental truths of certain beliefs or sciences, etc. So they're basic principles, say, of Christianity, the basic principles of a religion, for example. In this case, they're using physics principles, basic true things about physics, and they're going to use these to give him the edge. To give someone the edge means to give them the upper hand, to put them in a position in which they have the advantage.
Yeah, so we now have learned several ways to say this, to give someone an advantage, give someone the upper hand, to give someone the edge. They're very similar in just saying someone's definitely has something that maybe a skill or maybe somebody gives them a head start, but it's going to help them in a contest. So this truck pulling contest is really kind of scary for Conrad, I'm sure, because it's actually Savickas' most successful competitive event. So he does lots of different weight events where he competes against other people, but this is his best. So you're going up against somebody who's really good at it. So here's our question. Will Conrad be able to pull it off? If you pull something off, you're able to be successful in something that's a little hard or a little difficult.
Yes, the question is, will Conrad be able to beat Savickas at his own game? Well,
ooh,
in the next paragraph here, it says, Conrad realizes science won't get him out of a jam when he meets Callum Colquhoun of the Volkswagen Motorsport World Rally Championship Mechanic Team. that's a long title there. Volkswagen Motorsport World Rally Championship Mechanic Team. All those words are modifying the word team. Okay, that's the name of this particular team. And maybe you know about auto racing when the cars stop for a pit stop. We have these people who come out and put fuel in the car and change the tires and stuff like that. I would say that's probably a mechanic team. A mechanic is a person who basically repairs and fixes machines.
Okay? Yeah.
So if your car has a problem, you take it to an auto mechanic. And here, this is a sports team, an auto racing team. And, well, he's going to challenge them, at least Mr. Callum Colquhoun, I hope I said his name right, he's going to challenge them to something that has to do with repairing cars. At the beginning of the sentence, we have the phrase, to get someone out of a jam, which means a jam basically means you're in trouble of some sort, and someone needs to come and help you. I'm really in a jam here. I told the boss that I would have the report done by 4 o'clock, and it's 3 o'clock now, and I haven't even started it. Help me get out of a jam. What am I going to do?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. Well, he meets this guy, and he's part of the mechanic team. So if you're a mechanic, you're very, very good at fixing cars in particular. And we love really good mechanics when we have cars that we can trust.
True.
So therefore, he sets up a race to see who can change 4 car tires the fastest.
Wow.
I hate changing a car tire. It's not easy. But here's the twist. Remember, there are twists in these things. You can only use the tools that fit into a medium-sized duffel bag. A duffel bag is like a big bag that you usually pack and take on trips. I see a lot of duffel bags being checked in at the airport and people carrying them onto the plane and putting them in the overhead bin.
As check-in baggage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can actually carry it on as well. But if it's a big duffel bag, you'd have to check it in too.
True. Yeah, I mixed it up there. A carry-on and check-in baggage.
This is medium-sized, though. It's not that big. So this is his special twist.
Indeed, and we will find out what his trickery is or his special twist is in just a second. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是 Sunny。今天我们要继续阅读第八单元第二天的课程。昨天我们已经得知 Discovery 频道上面的节目《专家速成班》，它是由主持人康然去挑战各行各业的顶尖好手。今天我们就要来看看他和哪些专家 PK， 还有他用了哪些方法来占上风。首先来看第一段的最后一句。However, with truck pulling being Savikas's most successful competitive event, will Conran be able to pull it off? 然而拉卡车是塞维克斯最成功的竞技项目。康然能够成功达成吗？这个句子里用到了一个句型 with 加受词加受词补语。这个句型有几种常见的用途，一个是表示附带状况，就像课文里的用法，另一个是随着什么的意思。例如 with summer approaching, the weather gets warmer and warmer， 随着夏天接近，天气越来越温暖。With 也可以用来表示原因，例如 With all his work done, Stephen went for a walk to relax. 因为史蒂芬的工作都做完了，所以他出去散步放松一下。这个句型要特别注意的地方是受词补语的形态，也就是 with 加 somebody or something 后面的动词，可能是 ving， 也可能是 vpp。要如何判断应该用哪一个呢？关键就在于受词补语和受词之间的主被动关系。如果是主动，就用 ving。例如 ，with summer approaching， 就是夏天主动的接近；而被动的话，就要用 vpp。例如 ，with all his work done， 也就是这些工作被完成，所以要用 pp。接下来我们看到第二段，康然第二个挑战的专家是福斯车队的卡勒姆·科宽恩。这次他了解科学无法使他脱离困境。Science won't get him out of a jam. get somebody out of a jam 的意思是使某人脱离困境。Jam 在这里指的不是果酱，也不是塞车，而是 a difficult situation， 也就是困境的意思。所以如果你说 somebody is in a jam， 就表示某人陷入了困境里。例如 My brother was in a jam and asked me to lend him some money。 我弟弟陷入了困境，并拜托我借他一点钱。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, let's continue with the next challenge here for Alexis Conran. He's going to challenge Callum Colhoun of the Volkswagen Motorsports World Rally Championship Mechanic Team, and they want to see who can change four car tires the fastest using only the tools that will fit into a medium-sized duffel bag. I used to change tires all the time. I used to work in a gas station. Never four tires at one time, though, just one at a time. So I imagine the tools you would need would be a lug wrench, okay, to remove the nuts. And then you probably also need a jack to lift up the car so that you can actually get the tire off and on the car. Mm. Well, the limitation here is that battery or electric-powered tools are not allowed. You've got to use your bare hands. Well, you probably can use tools here, but this is the limitation, which is a rule. It's a restriction, and you can't, you know, go beyond this limitation. If you do, you've broken the rules.
Violated them, yeah.
There might be a limitation on water consumption during a drought, for example. We've got to kind of limit our use of water. And you can't use a battery-powered tool or electric-powered tool. You've got to use that lug wrench with your bare arms.
Bare hands? Oh,
well,
it is a
yeah,
bare arms.
Bare hands, but yeah, your arms would get into it.
It's that big thing that you turn. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he is pretty smart. His plan is to pack a contortionist into the duffel bag along with two lug wrenches. This is his ingenious plan. A contortionist is someone who can bend their body in so many different ways that the average person can't. You usually see them at the circus. Well, he puts a little contortionist into the duffel bag. And two lug wrenches, and we're calling his plan ingenious. If it's ingenious, it's really, really smart. Ingenious is related, of course, to genius, so it's a really smart plan.
Indeed, and he's got two lug wrenches here. Those are tools, again, that remove the nuts on the car wheels or where they go there.
Uh-huh.
They're usually in an X shape, okay, with the thing at the end.
Oh, I know what that is.
End, or if it's in your trunk, it's the trunk of your car, it's usually just an L shape. But in any case here, he's got two of them this time, so he's going to use one lug wrench, and the contortionist is going to use the other one. To me, that sounds like it's kind of cheating.
It's a little bit of cheating,
but
I know.
I guess he's got to do what he can to win the competition. Nevertheless, even still, will two people changing tires be enough to beat Colhoun's spectacular speed of 5 minutes and 38 seconds? Yes, even with two people working with two lug wrenches, that may not be enough to defeat Colhoun's speed of 5 minutes and 38 seconds. That's his record here. In fact, that's a spectacular speed. A spectacular means it's really beautiful. It's really amazing. Usually spectacular refers to something that is really great to look at because a spectacle, of course, is something that is visual. And you go, wow, that's cool, like Cirque du Soleil. That's really spectacular.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things he has to do. And remember, Tom, he gets to set the rules. Mm. So Conran is actually the one who's calling the shots here. Now, our next competition, we're going to go up against someone who looks like, from the name at least, looks like they're Korean. Min-Hyung Kim, a mathematician at Oxford University, also a very good university in England. I mentioned that earlier. Conran calls in a co-conspirator, 12-year-old Lewis, So someone who's going to help him battle this brilliant mathematician is actually a little boy, it sounds like. If you're talking about a co-conspirator, it's someone who's going to help you with some conspiracy. A conspiracy sounds like he's trying to do something illegal or he's trying to fool someone into giving him money or something. But it's actually just someone who's in with him on the secret and is in there to beat this really brilliant mathematician. If you call someone in, it just means you invite them to participate with you.
Exactly. So, of course, a conspirator is somebody who's doing something that is not really recognized. A conspiracy is the noun form there.
Yeah.
Somebody who participates in a conspiracy, maybe to cover up some kind of event in society.
Yeah, it's a scheme.
A lot of people say 9/11 was a conspiracy by the U.S. government to get them involved in a war in the Middle East or something like that. But in this case, the person who is working alongside Conrad is a kid who is only 12 years old by the name of Lewis. Now, competing with Kim in a sudden death round of complicated math problems, Lewis seems unlikely to succeed. Yes, the odds are against him.
Yes.
It's going to be very difficult for him to gain the upper hand. He's just a 12-year-old kid. He might be a genius, you know, a precocious child, perhaps. But to hear Min-Young Kim is, you know, a mathematician at Oxford, it's going to be very difficult to beat this guy. That's where Stephen Hawking went, you know. So the great mathematicians from there. How the heck are you going to beat them unless you kind of cheat somehow?
I know. Well, if something's complicated, it's got a lot of details, it's not easy to figure out. I think most math problems are complicated once you get past algebra. It's a little hard to do that. I know people in Taiwan are very good at math, though.
They are.
They never tell us here that this little boy is actually good at math. You know, so I'm wondering what he's up to. I'm very curious about what trick Conrad has up his sleeve. Oftentimes when people are tricking you while you're playing cards, they're hiding cards in their sleeves of their shirt, or they'll put the card maybe under the table and pull it out while you're not looking. So that's where this phrase came from, was from people who are actually cheating while they were playing cards, like, I don't know, poker or something. So he has a trick up his sleeve, which means he's got a trick, but he's not showing us what it is yet.
Right. It's kind of weird, and I haven't quite figured this out myself, but it says, thanks to age, which means how old you are, and also thanks to a biological condition called presbycusis, or age-related hearing loss, Conran is confident in Lewis's ability to win. So we don't know who is experiencing hearing loss. That just means as you get older, you are less and less able to hear things. My grandmother, when she was in her 80s, she did not wear a hearing aid, but we kind of had to yell at her to talk, you know. So she was experiencing age-related hearing loss. This is a peculiar condition called presbycusis. I guess a certain percentage of people will suffer from this as they get older. And, well, Conrad is confident because of this biological condition and because of the kid's age. He's confident in Lewis's ability to win. But I guess we'd all have to either watch this program or use our imagination to figure out exactly why this kid can win because of someone having hearing loss. Maybe that's referring to the mathematician Min-Young Kim. Maybe he's an old guy who can't hear very well.
Well, and maybe someone's whispering the answers to the little boy, and Kim, who is older, can't hear the answers.
I don't know. Yeah, that's actually a good guess.
That's what I came up with. You're going to have to watch the program to find out. How can a young boy use his age to knock an esteemed mathematician out of the match completely, though? That's the question. If you knock someone out of something, you beat them, and so they're no longer qualified to continue to knock someone out of a competition. You can also knock someone out by just hitting them really hard, and they'll lose consciousness. unconsciousness.
That's what KO is.
A
knockout.
KO, a knockout, yeah. But here he's just beating him, so he's out of the competition. If someone is esteemed, they're very highly respected for something they do. There's a lot of admiration that people feel for this person. And of course, if you're teaching math at Oxford University, you're really good.
Yeah, so how can this boy beat this esteemed mathematician?
Yeah.
Well, tune in to Man vs. Expert to see if Lewis and Conrad come out on top. And to come out on top means to be number one,
Yay.
To be the winner. Hopefully you're the winner when you listen to our Chinese teacher. Let's do that right now.
我们继续来看康然和柯宽恩的比赛。康然立了两条规定，一个是只能用装得进中型行李袋的工具，另一个是不能用电池或电动的工具。我们来看一下这里 ，electric powered， 这是一个复合形容词，意思是电力驱动的。当你把一个形容词、副词或名词和一个动词结合在一起，变成复合形容词的时候，要注意动词应该要用 ing 还是 pp。判断的方式是看这个动词和整个复合形容词它所描述的名词这两者之间的主被动关系。在这个例子里，动词 power 的意思是驱动、发动，它和后面的名词 tools 工具的关系是什么呢？因为工具是被电力驱动的，所以要用表示被动的过去分词 VPP。 那我们来举个主动的例子， A time consuming task， 一项费时的任务。这个时候 consume C-O-N-S-U-M-E 耗费这个动作和 task 之间的关系是主动的，因为是 a task that consumes a lot of time，所以 consume 就要变成表示主动的现在分词 ving。 接下来康然第三个挑战的专家是牛津大学的数学家，他找来了一个12岁的小男孩 Lewis 要和这名金教授 PK。 他们比赛的回合形式是 sudden death 咒死赛。咒死赛通常是出现在某些比赛项目当中，如果比赛时间已经结束但是双方还是平手的时候，会增加一个延长赛，这个时候谁先得分谁就会获胜。再来我们看到下一句， Conrad has a trick up his sleeve， 康然留了一招。来看一下这个片语 Have a trick up your sleeve， 意思是暗地里藏了一招，留了一手。这个片语的由来是由我们常见的扑克牌游戏，因为有些玩家会作弊出老千，把王牌偷偷藏在袖子里，所以这个动作 have an ace 王牌 up your sleeve， 或是 have a card or a trick up your sleeve， 就被引申为暗藏一手的意思。今天的课程讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
Okay, that's it for today. Hopefully we have encouraged you to check out Man vs. Expert yourself. So turn on your TV, put down that smartphone, and check it out. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.